Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Happy day one of the NFL draft. We made it. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Caleb Williams, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, first round is in the books, and boy, did we have fun drama. We had unexpected drama. We had a couple of teams go, wait, what are you doing? What's happening? What's that? What's going on here? I think the best thing to do is let's work backwards.
Okay. Right?
Let's work back. We just finished the first round. Great job, listener. Rob Stone and Steve Keim and Jay Glazer, who busted ass out of here
gone.
To get to the airport to get to his wedding. Like, he was out of here so fast. Like, Jay's, his 40 time getting out of the studio and into his car, I mean, it was like watching Tyreek Hill run.
Lean and mean drafts. It was like watching Xavier Worthy in those highlight reels that we saw.
Usually we see Jay Stobbs like, hey guys, how you doing? I'm going by. And he just kept walking away. He was gone. But we saw the first round of the draft just end. And let me start here because this there's two big things that are going to own the night. And the first one is this. Near the end of the first round, we just saw the Bills trade with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Bills were picking at 28. They let the Chiefs move up to take Xavier Worthy. Really good wide receiver, incredibly fast, as you
lightning
mentioned.
Fast, man.
Out of Texas. A lot of people like him. There's a lot of talented wide receivers on the board. Number one, I don't get why the Bills didn't draft him, because you know the Bills have no wide receivers. They let Stephon Diggs go. Wide receivers, okay? So they should have drafted him. But not only that, secondly, how the hell do you help the Chiefs?
I don't get it.
How the hell do you help the Chiefs? But you know, if my ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend calls me and says, hey, I'm in a pickle, can you give me a ride to the airport? I'm not saying, yeah, I'll be over to get... No, get yourself the...
Wait, is it one of your friends?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Now, ex-friend? I mean, I don't know.
No. Be worse with one of my friends.
But I mean, you're a nice guy. You might have a couple of minutes to find out what it's so different about him that...
No, that's where I say get bent. Get yourself to the airport. Take an Uber. Get bent.
I don't believe you. Why would you pick him up?
No way.
And you'd bring him a sandwich.
Dude, there's no way. Why would I do that? There's no way. There's no way, man. Hey, as my daughter tells me, as they go through like how everybody is in high school now, there's alphas who are leaders of a group and betas who are followers. Sigmas are lone wolves and omegas are ones who just hang out by themselves.
Yeah.
I am not a beta. I am not following, and that's, I'm not going, oh yeah, no.
I don't believe you.
Why would you help the Chiefs? Why would you help the Chiefs?
It's one of the dumbest things I think I've seen.
Why would anybody help the Chiefs?
Hey, we get to move up 30 slots in the fourth round.
If you were the fifth round,
whatever that is, in the 200s.
Biggest bottom feeder in the NFC, I can see making a trade with the Chiefs. Because you could say, well, we're in the other conference. We stink. So yeah, all right. We got to make ourselves. We're not worried about the Chiefs. We got to make ourselves better. But the Bills, you have just watched the Chiefs end your season, seasons
multiple
now,
times, yeah.
And you say, yeah, what, we're going to move back with you? Really? You're going to trade with the Super Bowl champions and help them get better. They already brought in Hollywood Brown. Now they got Xavier Worthy. If Rashee Rice figures his thing out, suddenly this is the best group of wide receivers Patrick Mahomes has had since Tyreek Hill left, and you gave it to him. You said, here, I'm knocking on your door with brownies. I'm your neighbor from across the street. It's like it's the movie where the single divorced dad moves in who's good looking, like Jamie Denton or somebody like that. And
did you really just go Jamie Denton?
Yeah, I did go Jamie Denton.
Wow.
And then, like, you know, a housewife from across, like desperate housewives come from across the street. Oh, I made this platter of food for you. Hey, can we be friends? That one. I'm not doing that.
Going
why
back
would you
down
do
the
that?
Murphy Highway, aren't
why
you?
Why would you do that? I don't understand why you would help the Chiefs. I don't get that. That's the team you're chasing. That's the team that's going to get to three of the next six Super Bowls, most likely. And you just said, hey, here's something else to help you get there.
Because you know what I did immediately was, all right, what did they get? Is there something that's not being communicated, you know, that somehow we didn't have here that wasn't on the television? It's like, was it cut off the graphic? Did they get some other player or some other rights? I don't know. Because just the transfer of, then the swapping of picks made absolutely zero sense for a Buffalo squad trying to maximize whatever's left of Josh Allen's peak years. And
you're
you
not,
go and
you're
you
let
not
it go. Doing it by trading down and not drafting a
and
wide
And then they
receiver.
Traded out again. not only did they trade there, they traded with the Panthers at the final pick.
Maybe people won't notice or pay attention if we trade the pick again. Maybe they'll forget that we're the ones that traded with the Chiefs to begin with.
They won't understand. They see Xavier Worthy running past him, because that's going to show up on the damn graphic every time.
You know, look,
hey, you know how they got him?
Look,
Bills.
And here's the thing. And here's the thing about wide receivers in the draft. Yes, you could say, well, if Xavier Worthy was that good, he would have been drafted earlier. And I understand that. But every year in the draft, the wide receivers are better and better.
Yeah.
There may be no difference between Xavier Worthy and Romo Dunze when it's all said and done. You get five or six rookie wide receivers jump in every year, and they're good. Ask anybody who plays fantasy. Boy, these rookie wide receivers.
Yes, and it also matters where you go.
Right. And you're
hey, here's Patrick Mahomes.
If you were look, if the Jets wanted to trade, sure, yeah, I don't care, you Jets, you'll screw it up because whatever you do is wrong. But I don't get how you trade with the
Chiefs.
Gabe
Davis is gone.
I don't understand.
Stephon Diggs is gone. Guess what? You need a guy to go run under the ball.
I don't understand how you do that. I really don't. Now, as far as things I don't understand.
Yeah, keep
that
going.
That's on the medal stand.
That's at the end of the round.
Yeah.
Maybe folks, you
that's
know,
like,
at that point where, I don't know, in a food coma or something. I don't know.
There's a medal stand of things that I didn't get. There's three definite things in the first round of the draft that I go, oh boy, this made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the medal stand, right? So congratulations. It's not gold medal, though. But it's a bronze or silver. It's, hey, you're getting flowers. They, you know, you bend over, they put the medal around your neck, and you do the whole thing. I bite it like it looked like it's real. That's on the medal stand.
We still do that? Wasn't that a 50s trope?
No, that's a whole thing like you do. You pretend to bite them like it's real gold or real
instead
silver or something like that. Yeah. Well, if you gave me a chocolate medal, I think it wouldn't make it. Hey, didn't Jason Smith win a silver medal? Yeah, but it was made of chocolate. No, he ate it before the pictures, didn't he?
Wasn't supposed to find out.
Weren't they taking pictures the same time they put it around his neck? Yeah, he just shoved it in his mouth and started chewing. Look at him right there. He's just chewing.
And all of a sudden there's, you know, a bunch of orange people running by calling you Augustus Gloom.
And my hand would be out like Homer Simpson. More, more, just doing the more, more,
you start
more.
Biting anything and everything near you like you're in the land of chocolate.
The dog runs by, he picks it up and bites it. The other thing is, it's going to be very difficult, because I know who the hardest working people are right now in show business. And well, it's not James Brown. The hardest people working right now.
Why you got to go to the dead guy?
No, James Brown is not dead. The hardest working guy in show business is James Brown, the former Fox and CBS guy.
You never heard that about him?
No.
Hardest working guy in show business, James Brown.
Is that what he tags himself?
That was someone tagged him with that.
No,
and that's
that was
who he's
the
been.
Other James Brown.
No, James. He was a singer.
Dead for years.
He was living in America.
Yeah.
I didn't bring up. You see, and you say me, I don't bring up the dead guy.
You did.
You brought up a dead guy that we weren't even talking about.
You weren't talking about that James Brown.
Right. I was talking.
Why the hell would you bring that James Brown?
I was talking
about
James Brown, the former Texas quarterback. Yes, that was who I was talking about. No, James Brown, hardest work. You never heard seriously, and you
not for that James Brown. It was for the other. It was. The singer.
Even Tyshirt knows that's his nickname. And Tyshirt knows nothing about sport. Absolutely nothing.
I think if you took a poll.
He doesn't
right
know
now.
Colors of teams. And I'm telling you, James Brown, hardest working guy in show business. That's it. That's been his moniker for like 25 years.
I don't believe you.
What have you been doing? Where have you been? It's like you've been hiding somewhere. Like you've been with Kimmy Schmidt, like under the, you know, finally you get out, like, hey, it's time to go. Okay.
Blast so anyway. From the past, hanging out with Brendan Fraser in his 1950s baseball card.
The hardest working people in show business right now, not James Brown, is everyone who's trying to come up with a hot take for tomorrow on TV or the radio where they can say, I really want to defend the Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. I really want to come up with something.
I thought about that on my drive in. I had about an hour.
How can I defend it? Now, I can defend it for him because there's a silver lining for taking Penix, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But why the Falcons would take a quarterback, it baffles. It doesn't make sense on any level. And you've already seen Kirk Cousins is upset. His agent said, hey, we didn't know that the Falcons would be taking a quarterback until it actually happened on the draft. It was an insane moment. And the biggest what just happened moment in the draft the last few years, easy. The Falcons signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year contract, right? They're paying him a lot of money. And they go and they sign Michael Penix Jr. I get what they're thinking. We're the smartest people in the room. Kirk Cousins is older. We're going to do exactly what the Packers did. We're going to motivate Kirk Cousins to play well the next couple of years. And then in 3 years or so, we'll replace him with Michael Penix Jr. And it's Jordan Love, and boy, aren't we smart patting ourselves on the back. There's only one problem with that philosophy.
Ooh, is it the tagline we've been using the last weeks?
No, there's not. There's only one problem with that philosophy. Ask me what it is.
What is it?
There's only one problem
What's
with that
the
philosophy.
Problem with that philosophy?
It's stupid. That's the only
so
problem
now
with
we've
it.
Gravitated
it's
from
stupid.
It stinks
it
to
stinks
it's stupid.
To it's stupid. It's stupid. The head coach, Raheem Morris, GM, everybody else who drafted Michael Penix, and the players that are playing on the Falcons now are not going to be around by the time he ascends to being the starting quarterback. You're trying to win now. And I get why Kirk Cousins is frustrated, because he says, boy, I would have liked to get a pick now to win something. And that was the whole issue with Jordan Love. Hey, Aaron Rodgers is pretty good. You pick Jordan Love. Do you really need to? Like, we motivated him by picking. Okay, but I think you would have rather had a guy there that might have helped you win. You could have had a franchise player, especially if you're picking in the first round. You get a franchise player there potentially that could help you win more. When you're picking at number 9, you can get a franchise player for whatever your draft needs are. Because I guarantee you, I'll look at all the thousands of Falcons mock drafts that are out there. Dirty Bird mock draft, Falcon mock draft, Falcon and Eagle mock draft, whatever it is. Not one is going to say one of their needs is quarterback.
Don't forget
not
the
one.
Falcon and the Snowman.
Not one. Oh, yeah, that's right. De Niro and Sean Penn?
Yeah, Falcon Sean Penn. No, that was Timothy Hutton.
Was the Falcon.
Penn.
He was the Falcon.
Yeah.
Was he the Snowman? Who was he? Who was the Falcon?
No, Penn was the Snowman because of the drugs.
Okay, and he was the Falcon because he flew? Superhero movie.
No.
He flew in.
No, you're thinking the Falcon and Winter Soldier. It's much different.
He flew in, got the drugs, flew out. That's what it was.
The guy in the place.
Okay, very good.
It's been a minute since I've seen it.
Why you wouldn't take that number 9 pick to get a franchise-type player? Because here's what's up to that philosophy. You signed Kirk Cousins, who is in his mid-30s. Mm-hmm. You are trying to win now.
Yeah.
You are trying to win now. And you took somebody that, in theory, isn't going to see the field for 3 years. Why would you do that? Why would you? Everybody else in that locker room, all the Falcons players are going, what the hell are we doing? Yeah, I get that they're planning for the future. It's a future that I'm not going to be here for, because in 3 years, I'm going to be playing somewhere else. Now, a couple people get the long-term contracts, but likely I'm going to be someplace else. And we're supposedly trying to win. We have a good nucleus. All they needed was Kirk Cousins. We are winning now. And winning now, suddenly they decided, no, we're going to take this quarterback because we want to take care of our quarterback room for the next 10 years. That's just stupid. This is the Falcons getting too full of themselves, thinking we're the smartest guys in the room. Look at us win the draft. draft and we get a quarterback now. Yeah, you may have a quarterback for the next 4, 7, 10 years, but maybe not. If you're wrong, you know how much this sets the team back? Because as years go on, you're not drafting a quarterback because you're waiting for Michael Penix, waiting for Michael Penix, waiting for Michael Penix. There's nothing in this move that is correct. There is nothing in this move that's correct for the Falcons. I get why Kirk Cousins is mad. I get why the players are mad. I don't know how happy or sad Raheem Morris is, but he can't be that happy. I'm sure he wants a player because he knows he's not going to be around by the time Michael Penix Jr. becomes a quarterback. There's nothing right about this move by the Falcons. And it's the biggest, and there's a reason why it's going to be really hard for anybody to get on the other side and go, I really like what the Falcons did. Let me look at the clicks on Twitter. Look at this. And look at everybody telling me I'm an idiot. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you how they're going to make that argument right now. First off, go back to the Packers. I defended the Jordan Love selection when we came on that night, and I defend it now because you'd had situations whereby you had a team that was a team that could win, and Aaron Rodgers had gotten hurt. Remember when you had to go to Hundley? Remember that year?
Mm-hmm.
Great start.
Yeah, sure.
And then it went to hell. You know, kind of like your Jets last year. Yeah. Because
we kept Zach Wilson.
The other thing is, you know, Jordan Love at that point was like 21 and a half.
Yeah.
As opposed to he's 24 going on 25, and now we're going to wait another 3 years potentially to kick the can down the road. But the argument people will make is you've got a team that's assembled and is ready to win. You brought in Darnell Mooney. You already had Drake London. You already had Kyle Pitts. So thinking that Kirk Cousins brings the best out of him, Rondale Moore. And remember, Bijan Robinson, this was the best joke of it all. Hey, for the second year in a row, the Falcons drafted a guy they're not going to use. Ha-ha! Anyway, so you have Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier there. So Captain Kirk, mid-30s, coming off a big injury, looking around the division and saying, if Captain Kirk either isn't ready to go or he gets hurt again, we got a guy that's going to be learning and going to be ready to be plugged in. That's how they're making the argument. They're looking at the rest of the division and saying he's going to be able to be that guy if they need him to be.
So
that's the argument.
But remember, you gave Kirk Cousins $160 million.
No, but here's the thing. Dollar cost averaging. You're not paying Penix that much. And as we know from draft day, it doesn't count against the cap.
That $7 million will help our salary cap problems.
Way to go, Shy McBride.
I've been working on my Shy McBride impression.
That was pretty
today.
Good, yeah.
That would help solve our salary cap
problems. Me you didn't watch it at least once in the last 24
hours. I watched it today.
I watched it last night.
And, you know, I forgot, and my favorite line is, I'm like, okay, because there's so many great one-liners, but I think my favorite line, because I watched it today, is when they bring Frank Langella to the draft. And, you know, he's going to sit at the table where the people help. And they introduce, they go, hey, here's, you know, so-and-so's helping us.
Jumping knucklehead
Billy.
Here's
so-and-so's
Billy.
Helping us. Great. And Frank Langella goes, I'm not sitting here. No. You're with the commissioner.
You're in the lounge.
Yeah. Just how he nods at both those people and goes, I'm not sitting here.
And points to the table like this, I'm out.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome. We're just getting started with the Falcons and Kirk Cousins. The move makes it doesn't make, if you're trying to win now, you sign a 35-year-old quarterback, you gave him a lot of money, but no, now you really, I'm telling you, I want to see who really, really leans into that tomorrow.
Lean in a little further
I'll hit you with a fastball. You're gonna have the stitches marking up your arm like they do in it. Oh, I got it.
It's just going to bounce off my tricep, so it's fine.
So we'll have more on that. And the other big questionable move on the medal stand tonight from round one of the NFL draft. Keep it right here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. We're just getting started. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Tired of feeling alone in your job search with just one connection? You can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. And before we get to the other bit of the medal stand of the three most questionable, ridiculous things in the first round of the NFL draft. Let me just say this, because also on the medal stand, we talked about the Bills trading with the Chiefs, which was just stupid. You know, it's bad enough they didn't, like I said, it's bad enough they didn't draft a wide receiver when they have a crying need for one, right? Because they don't have 100%, anybody, right? I mean, that's what you need, and say, no, we're going to trade out of the first round entirely? Like, what the hell is going on? Suddenly, again, I feel great about winning the AFC East, man. Jets. I feel great. But, like, you trade with the Chiefs. I'm like, okay, you know what? You couldn't just keep, you know, you couldn't just screw yourselves, right? You couldn't just say, hey, you had to screw everybody else, too. You had to screw me and my team and the Packers fans and the 49ers fans and the Dolphins fans and everybody else. You screw everybody else by saying, oh, we're going to trade with the Chiefs. Just, if you're going to screw your team, stick to yourselves, right? Don't get outside your sandbox and screw other teams, because now I got to look at the Chiefs and go, this is the best wide receiver room they've had in years. Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm going to quote the late, great Matthew Perry as Chandler Bing. I'm going down. I'm taking all of you with me.
Could that be any more of a stupid pick?
So if my run of trying to win not only a division but challenge towards a Super Bowl appearance is going to go to hell, I'm taking all of you with.
How
about a vast conspiracy theory right here?
Why would you do that? Look,
why are they fixing things for the Chiefs? 877-99.
You know, Xavier Worthy may wind up being great. He may wind up being Kadarius Toney, but he's got a great pedigree, and there are great wide receivers coming. I got five or six wide receivers.
If nothing else, your safety has to pay attention to him streaking down the field.
What are the Bills doing? If we can't win the Super Bowl, you can't win it either. Like, is that, like, maybe that's what you're saying?
What I mean.
Hey, our window to win the Super Bowl is closed. Yeah. We have ruined Josh Allen's career, but now we're ruining yours, too.
Like you. Hey, if you can rise up from last place, you're cool. We're out.
Like, who was the college football coach? They said that about a couple years ago. Like, a guy that was, 5-5 or 6-5, .500. He coached at a big school.
cool. And the big quote was, hey, this guy can ruin his season and he can ruin your season. Like, he could suck and beat his own team, but he could beat your team.
Sure,
too.
Play spoiler, just good enough to be dangerous. Mm. Right? We say that all the time, right? You have a little bit of knowledge about something. Yeah, I'm good enough to potentially really screw this up if it goes south. And that's exactly what the Bills did today. I'd love to hear their explanation tomorrow. I mean, they can't do Frank Langella. We had a great day.
No, they can't.
They can't lie to anybody.
Sonny is going to talk to me. I'm going to be back at the headquarters in an hour and a half. He will talk to me then. My plane's leaving Teterboro in a half hour. Okay, so.
You're going to the draft? No, I'm going to Spider-Man. Keep, turn off the dark.
So, medal stand, we have the Bills and the trade with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
We have the Falcons and ridiculously taking Michael Penix Jr. Mm-hmm. Right now we have this, and I've been waiting for this one because I've been waiting to give you this Chris Berman one. Right,
oh boy,
been waiting to give you this. Okay. How would Chris Berman announce this pick? The Chargers take Joe Alt, offensive tackle at number 5. Right, great player, but I would say something like this, and TJ, I'd like to hit Control Alt Delete on this pick for the Chargers, TJ. I really would. Because what did I tell you last night? I was scared the most for the Chargers they would screw up their draft because they need a wide receiver more than anything. They don't have anyone, and their best player is Justin Herbert. I'm not saying anything that is not true. Their best player is Justin Herbert. Their number one need is wide receiver because they have nobody. Nobody. But my fear was, if they don't take Marvin Harrison Jr. or Romo Dunze or Malik Nabers, if they don't get a big game breaker at 5, this tells me, not that, okay, we'll get somebody, but when this is your number one need, this tells me that my biggest fear for Jim Harbaugh is coming true, that they're going to play Harbaugh ball, which means it's going to be the Michigan offense where they're going to try to run the ball with a couple of running backs and they're going to de-emphasize the quarterback position, which is really weird that Harbaugh talks about how great J.J. McCarthy was because maybe he would let him throw more passes if he really believed in him. But the Chargers are now going to say, hey, we're going to put the ball on our offensive line and 2 Jag running backs, right? Because look, J.K. Dobbins can't stay healthy. Gus Edwards, he's a Jag. But this is how they're going to win because Harbaugh's scheme is going to do it. And I knew that if they didn't take a wide receiver, you know, now this is what they're going to do. They're going to try to run the football a ton, and all of a sudden, Justin Herbert's pass attempts are going to go way down, and they're going to minimize a contribution from their best player. Tell me when that's worked for anybody in the NFL where, who's your best player? Yeah, we're going to put less on his shoulders. Wait, what? Yeah, we're going to do that. Well, I don't know that that's going to work. Yeah, but we're going to do it because we haven't won this way. This is my way. And scheme over player on offense is a horrible choice. Defense, yes, you can scheme over player on defense. You can find a lot of guys. You know, you get a rotation on defense for the defensive line. You can find guy. You can do that. Scheme over player on defense. There's enough talent out there. But offense is about the players and the playmakers. And when you get a great one, that's the guy you got to ride. And you can't scheme over player on offense. Look at what happens. Look at what happens with the Jets, right? Scheme over player. We're going to run the same offense with Zach Wilson. We're going to run with Aaron Rodgers. Hey, ain't going to work. Why? Because Zach Wilson's not Aaron Rodgers. What happened? The Jets were so unbelievably godly awful on offense. You can't do that. But yet that's what Harbaugh seems like he's going to do. I knew that pick. I'm going, okay, hey, it's great you picked an offensive lineman. That's great. And Justin Herbert can sit back and say, well, they got a protector for me, and that's great. Yes, awesome. But he needs somebody to throw the football to. And he's going, he's really going to succeed to go from Keenan Allen, Mike Williams to Quentin Johnston and maybe Charlie Joyner, John Jefferson, Kellen Winslow, Sr. I mean, that's going to work.
I think Gates can still run a couple of 5 and outs.
Malcolm Floyd is going to come back.
I don't know that his toes will. I mean, but the rest of them might.
I mean, that tells me that I am out on the Chargers right now.
Well,
I am so out on Harbaugh and the Chargers right now.
Now, we talked about your fear yesterday, and it came to fruition. A lot of smoke over the course of the day as to whether they'd get an offer good enough to trade back. Now, they do pick 37th, so we're going to see them in pretty short order here in the second round. And there's still plenty of value at wide receiver. Yeah, not one of those 3 heavyweights jumping off the board. But to some of the logic, and this is why, you know, in my half-ass dart-throwing competition, I had them taking Latham, thinking right tackle. Maybe you re-sign Pipkins because you like him, but you don't love him. You move him inside, or he's available, and then you bring in Latham. Instead, they go for Alt, the more celebrated of the two. with his Notre Dame and All-American nods and all of that fun stuff. But the idea of, if we're going to win, Justin Herbert has to stay upright. I need to have a guy to throw him to, throw to, no question about it. But in the end, if he's on his ass or gets knocked out, we're not going anywhere. And you have the reclamation projects coming out of Baltimore that you signed to your backfield. Austin Eckler's gone. So power running and the protector for Justin Herbert, thinking there's an active marketplace for wide receivers,
mm-hmm.
right? Not just the ones you got rid of, right? You traded Keenan Allen and Mike Williams went away, and now you can replenish that. Because there's plenty of dissatisfied and salty wide receivers, because that was the other talk of the day. That was the thing I was most surprised about. The only veteran wide receiver news we got was A.J. Brown getting a giant bag. Otherwise, a lot of speculation of guys getting dealt. Hasn't happened yet.
He's 27. He's gotten three huge contracts.
Good for him.
That's something that guy's to a get wizard. Paid like that.
And to be disgruntled.
Yeah.
All sorts of reports that you were a pain in the ass. It might have been a problem for your team sinking in the second half. And yet you still get a $94 million extension. That guy's on my medal stand of heroes of the day. But legitimately, talking about the 49ers wide receivers. I mean, so many of the veterans. Cortland Sutton, even though Denver says, we're not going to. Maybe if the price is right, you're there. And again, you've got two picks coming up here in short order, 37 and I think like 69. So there you go, round three. So still some value in the draft board that you think maybe you can find a guy or two to help augment things.
That's the need. That's the need. That there's no bigger need they had than wide receiver. None. Because they let everybody, you're talking about Joshua Palmer and Quentin Johnston are your two guys. Mm-hmm. And Joshua Palmer is just a guy, and Quentin Johnston was awful last year. Like, one of the biggest wide receiver busts in recent history, awful. Now, maybe,
did you see the puff pieces of how hard he's been working this offseason?
Yeah. You know, when you work hard, it's great. Catch the ball in the game. Catch the ball in the game. That's what I think about. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Can you show me you can catch the ball in the game? Oh, no, you can't do that till September. Okay, got it. Got it. Okay. Show me catch ball in the game. I mean, that was one of the all-time worst seasons by a wide receiver.
No, it was bad.
It was awful. And this is what you're going to go in with? Which tells me they don't care because this is the offense that Harbaugh is going to run. Because he thinks, I'll put my Michigan offense out there and we'll beat Washington, we'll beat Alabama. Not going to work. Not when you don't take advantage of your best player. And Justin Herbert is your best player.
You know what we're going to get to do in about a month's time?
What's that?
Play the schedule game.
Mm.
Win. Loss. Mm. Win. Can they bully this team around? Maybe. Yeah, it's coming soon enough. National holiday.
Oh, man. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show, with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Now to a guy who we thought was going to go in the first round tonight, but he has slipped entirely out. So he's doing updates for us tonight and maybe comes off the board early tomorrow in the second round. It's Steve DeSager.
It's going to be Adonai Mitchell, Kool-Aid McKinstry, and then me.
Yeah.
There you go. Metal stand, baby.
Do you want to get picked before or after Kool-Aid? Like, what do you want? Like,
yeah, it's going to be a mess afterwards because Kool-Aid doesn't he always break through the wall?
Yeah,
and
it's gonna
a lot
be tough.
And it stains.
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough.
Sure. Because
you can actually use that to dye your hair.
No, dude.
My kids used to do that.
You get Kool-Aid in something, you may as well just pour the rest of it on there and make it look like you did it on purpose.
Dye your hair blue or red or purple.
It's a tie-dyed shirt. Really? Yeah. What'd you tie-dye it with, Kool-Aid? Yeah. Oh, okay, great.
People are hearing that and saying, oh, yeah. Meanwhile, I hear that J.J. McCarthy is the first Michigan quarterback taken in the first round of an NFL draft since Jim Harbaugh. Quarterback from Michigan taken by, no, not the Jets. Vikings moved up a spot at number 10 to take McCarthy. And also at 12, a quarterback was selected, Oregon's Bo Nix by the Denver Broncos, which meant we had six quarterbacks taken in the top 12 tonight. I saw Stuart Mandel from The Athletic point out that after the first round ended, 75% of the first rounders tonight or from schools that will be in the Big Ten or the SEC this fall. My first reaction is, I think 75% of the college football teams starting next year in the Big Ten or the SEC.
You think there'll be a separate NFL draft next year for just Big Ten SEC players? Then the next week, hey, these are for all the other guys coming
in. It's the equivalent of that new tournament that's going to replace the NIT.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Seven wide receivers were taken in the first round. That ties a record. No running backs yet taken. in this draft, by the way. That hasn't happened but once in the last decade when Breece Hall was the first running back selection a couple of years ago when he went 36th overall. But the top three were quarterbacks, as expected. USC's Caleb Williams to the Bears, LSU QB Jaden Daniels to Washington, North Carolina quarterback Drake May to New England. Also, quarterback Michael Penix from Washington went to the Atlanta Falcons at 8 overall, and then Washington receiver Rome Odunze to the Bears at 9 overall. Things wound up with a couple of wide receivers late first round, San Francisco getting Florida Gators receiver Ricky Pearsall, and then South Carolina's Xavier Leggett went to Carolina, which traded up for that. The Eagles gave wide receiver A.J. Brown a three-year extension worth $84 million guaranteed. As for MLB action, the late game had Oakland beating the Yankees 3-1 in New York. Dodgers today a 2-1 winner at Washington, the win to Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the save to Evan Phillips, his seventh, ERA under one. At Kansas City, a five-inning game due to rain. Royals edged Toronto 2-1. NHL playoffs, Florida and Carolina each one on the road, each up 3-0 in first-round series. Florida with a 5-3 win at Tampa Bay and two-seed Carolina with a 3-2 victory at the Islanders. In the NBA playoffs, things started with Orlando dominating Cleveland 121-83, worst playoff loss in Cavs history. In fact, Orlando led by 43 in the fourth quarter. So the Cavaliers' lead in this first-round series is 2-1. Then Philadelphia got 50 points from Joel Embiid and beat New York 125-114. Knicks lead the series 2-1. And Denver's up 3-0. They've just beaten the Lakers in L.A. in, imagine this, another comeback, 112-105. Lakers get out to an 8-0 lead. They're up 12 first half, and good start to the second half for the Nuggets. And the Lakers, I mean, the Nuggets were not good from three-point range, 5 of 28. Lakers were 5 of 27, including some makes late, but for the longest time, no Laker guard had made a three-pointer.
They had 1-3 in the first half.
At one point, the guards were 0 of 13 from long distance. Oof. So as the Lakers are on the verge of elimination, can we just say out loud LeBron James has had 6 seasons as a Laker? Mm-hmm. Notably was Finals MVP when they won the title in the bubble in 2020, but the year before that, under 500, missed the playoffs entirely. And the year after that, out in the first round. And the year after that, a couple years ago, missed the playoffs entirely. Swept by the Nuggets last year. Could be swept by the Nuggets first round this year. 4 out of his 6 years as a Laker could be, to say the least, not worth writing home about. Back to you.
Thank you, Steve-O. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Yeah, we'll have some more on the NBA coming up in a bit. Again, the Laker, we told you the Laker season was over after game 2. This is just telling you even more it's over.
Hey, D'Angelo scored as many points as I did tonight.
That's good. He did. And the thing is, you have a better shooting percentage.
I did.
You didn't take a shot
at all. That's right.
You didn't take a shot at all. But coming up next, one of the biggest things that happened in the draft tonight was a team that didn't take a quarterback. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Now I'm just picturing Andy Serkis dancing to this. Jennifer Garner getting Mark Ruffalo to get up there and dance with her. Maddie, come on!
Done.
Maddie, come on! Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Now, before we get back into the NFL draft, let me just say this. Lakers lose to the Nuggets. They're down 3-0. This is going to be the night the Lakers look back on in the offseason and go, you know, that's the night we decided we had to trade D'Angelo Russell and other stuff to get a third star this offseason. Like, this is the night when he realized, okay, we have to get off the D'Angelo Russell ride. We thought he was going to be great, and certainly he's, you know, sometimes he shows that he's good, and sometimes he's just awful. The guy doesn't score at all tonight. 0-7 from the floor.
Right.
They need, that's the only thing left for the Lakers to do, is to bring in that third star to play with LeBron and AD, and it would be D'Angelo Russell and more to get it done. But if D'Angelo Russell was the guy they're waiting on, should we trade, should we not? No. Tonight's the night where you go, okay, we can't go forward with this next year. We need a big change.
Well, the other thing they obviously need to do is find whoever leaked that Darvin Ham whiteboard video that was making the rounds, because I know you saw it.
Yeah.
Where he kind of scribbles a few things in the corner. And then he's pondering X's and O's while he's shouting something incoherently. Not a good look coming off of the back and forth that you had.
Maybe he was shouting out, Anthony Davis. Maybe shouting out his crypto passwords.
Could have been. Might have been more effective. Because the other thing is, in the second half of games, Michael Malone is owning them. Right? He made the jokes about adjustments after game two of like, yeah, we really haven't had to go to any of that.
Yeah, it's been no adjustments. We just make more shots and decide we want it more. So again, remember,
that seems to be enough right now, now, doesn't it?
Tonight's that night for the Lakers. Now, in the NFL draft site, we saw some surprise. It was a great night. We saw controversy. Maybe the biggest surprise early for me was the Giants passing on J.J. McCarthy.
Mm.
Like, it was, when that pick got there, I said, this is how it works for the blankety-blank Giants. It just works out for them. Oh, they were going to try to trade up. They love J.J. McCarthy. McCarthy said today, oh, I'm pretty sure I know where I'm going. I spent so much time with the Giants. I'm like, well, at least the Giants will have to trade up. Nope. The Giants take Malik Nabers, and they don't take J.J. McCarthy. And I was stunned, because I thought, well, this is the guy. Not that I would have been unhappy, because you know, I don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to be any good. But like, this was the most stunning move. But honestly, it's going to be better off for the Giants, because you paid Daniel Jones a lot of money, and you want to get him some weapons? Okay, great. Nabers is pretty good, right? You got to replace weapons, because you let Saquon Barkley go, and who knows how good Wandale Robinson really is. You have a lot of Jags there. You need to make sure you get weapons on offense, and I love that move. But more so than that, if you said to me, why didn't the Giants take McCarthy? Why didn't they take him? They spent so much time with the guy. And there's no way it's a smokescreen, because they didn't trade out of it. They didn't trade. Why didn't they take him? It comes down to this, because sometimes optics are a big thing. It was just 4 years ago, the Giants moved way up in the draft to take Daniel Jones, who was a very polarizing prospect.
100%.
And what happened has not worked out, to the point where now it's, maybe, yeah, we're paying him, but boy, maybe now we have to replace him. Because that's how they got Daniel Jones, they couldn't do the same thing for J.J. McCarthy. That sends a message to the organization, to the players, to the fans, of just malaise. We got it wrong the last time by doing this, so we're going to do it again. Sometimes, even if it turns out to be the right thing, when you make a mistake one time, you can't do the same thing again. It's like,
you mean, hey, like the Bears drafting Caleb Williams today instead of trading the pick?
It's like if we sign a quarterback in free agency and we miss, right? The next time that team needs a quarterback, they're not going back into free agency. They're going to draft somebody. And same thing, if a team drafts somebody, doesn't work out a quarterback, guess what? They're going to go and get somebody in free agency.
Well, it's the offensive, you're not going to
repeat what could be the same mistakes. It's okay, well, we did this free agency, it didn't work for us at quarterback, so now we got to draft somebody. Boy, we just drafted somebody for 3 years, it didn't work. We need the quicker fix. We can't tell fans, now we're getting it right with a new quarterback so you could see it over again. You lose patience, the team loses patience, and malaise kind of sets in. Had the Giants not done that, had the Giants, Daniel Jones obtained him someplace else, wherever it was, yeah, they would have taken J.J. McCarthy there, but they couldn't risk it being too similar, making the same mistake and having that be something that haunts the Giants, because that pick is still haunting the Giants all these years later.
Well, I don't think you could be fearful. One, your roster is turned over almost 90%, I would think, if we went and looked and compared what they are. Is there anybody left on that squad from 4 years ago? Five guys, maybe?
Yeah, but the guys on the team now know what they did. They went in to get this guy.
But you've also now had a couple of years where Daniel Jones has had fairly significant injuries. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not just he couldn't play. Mm-hmm. It's dude got hurt. And we're talking neck injuries. So to say, hey, we're going to go and move on and draft another guy. Okay. I mean, you're just covering your bases. Because right now you've got a guy who's had a couple of very serious injuries. And yes, you paid him. Mm-hmm. But if this is the draft whereby you thought the quarterback needed to be addressed, you address it. Like bringing in neighbors and, you know, you get a speedster, you get a guy who's accomplished, and you start to reset that part of the roster, unlike the Chargers who drafted in front of you. But if you're deciding Daniel Jones is your guy and you're beholden to the cash that's been laid out, then yeah, you give it one more try by building up the roster there. But I don't think you can be scared. You can't play scared.
No, it's not scared. It's just going, can we make that mistake when obviously you're not sure if he really was the guy?
Well, you also pissed everybody off by letting Saquon Barkley go to Philadelphia.
Well, and this goes to show,
that's the other part.
Right, but this goes to show you really what teams thought of J.J. McCarthy, that he wound up going 11th. He wasn't one of the first three, and that shows you where the line of demarcation was. There were the three guys everybody liked, and there were the rest of the other three that went later on, because if they really liked those guys, they would have gone 3, 4, 5. Somebody would have traded up. They would have taken him there. So not only that, but you see that about McCarthy, that, well, boy, they spent so much time with him and they didn't draft him. So that shows you we really didn't think he was the guy.
They liked him, but they didn't love him.
It's like maybe that's what happened. It was like a draft day thing. No one's taking Bo. Bo's falling in the draft. Come in here. You're not going to believe this.
McCarthy's birthday party.
J.J. McCarthy's falling in the draft.
You know who sent back that $100 bill? Drake May sent that $100 bill back.
Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. Coming up next, the quarterback move of the first round that I like the most. Plus,
Bears.
What the selection of Jaden Daniels means about Caleb Williams. Wait, what? No. That's next right here. Jason and Mike. Happy draft night. Fox Sports Radio. Jets, yo.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.